Okay, let's restart here. Simin Chavav Dine Kadesh Yasim. So let's see. Sif Yud Gimel. Mishmas Bala Vesa Knesset Vesa Medrash Tamid. Let's say somebody always davens in a Vesa Knesset Vesa Medrash Tamid. In Ba Loimer Kadesh Vesa Knesset Zacheres. So if he's going to come say Kadesh in a different shul, then Avelim there are able to push him off. Afilu hu Taich Shiva, even if it's Taich Shiva, the Gara Me Hareach, it's worse than a guest. Ki Hareach ain't like Malkum Lispa Kaddish. A guest doesn't have a place to daven to say Kaddish. Say Yesh, like, I mean, go back to your shul. Right, this is what David was saying yesterday. Right. That
Well, what
if
do
you have
they
membership in one shul, what?
they can physically kick him out? What are they gonna
No, he
do?
just doesn't get any kaddish.
No, but it means
Even
it
if he's in shiva.
doesn't. I'm saying what does it mean doesn't get it? If he starts saying against their will, what are
I
they
don't know.
gonna?
That I don't know. He's
How
not allowed to.
physically? He shouldn't.
He's
But
doing something wrong if
Lamaisa,
he does that.
right? But Lamaisa, they can't do anything.
I don't know. They could say the kaddish along with him. I don't know. Can they
I'm saying
throw?
I know the shul in our area that only one person says Kaddish, and sometimes another person by mistakes starts saying along. I don't see anything happen, like nobody tells him, shut up, you know?
Yeah, okay, it's wrong. It's wrong for him to do.
I'm saying sometimes people make mistake. The like person visitor came, he didn't realize nobody told him.
Right. I don't know what you would do in that case. Yeah, but he can't do it. He's just not allowed to. It's just not, it wouldn't be right. Right? Like we would say that that's not an aliyah for the neshama, that's for sure not. To
I
fight
see.
over all these things, but we'll see.
So, meaning,
Yeah.
even in the middle, even as soon as he starts saying, somebody can shush him and he should
Yes.
stop.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. That's what I would think. Yuda, Misha Yochav Roy Lispal of Nea Teva. Let's say somebody has the ability. This is for Naftali Liner. Misha Yochav Roy. Right? He's Roy to daven. This is an ongoing battle with people. If you're not Roy, then you don't daven for the Amid. Hashem didn't make everybody perfect, to do everything. Right? So if Hashem didn't make somebody have the ability to. The Mishnah Berurah says it means that he can't pronounce the words properly. Right? Or maybe he has a terrible voice, whatever it is.
Which is basically now almost
That's true. That's true. So,
everything.
Misha, right? So, Misha Yov, Roy, Lispal of Nea Teva, Yispal, he should daven, Umayel Yoiser Mikadesh Yosim. That helps more than Kadesh Yosim. So, Lois Niskan El Katanim. Really, Kadesh Yosim was only, they were only misakin it for Katanim. And let's say somebody can't daven the whole davening. For whatever reason, I don't know why exactly he can't do it, but he can say Asherevalotzi. And somebody who has more schusim with kadeshim could go in. Ben Shiva Ushloishim. Let's say he's enduring Shiva or he's in the Shloishim. Yeshli Gamkein Schus Yosef. He has the same priorities by davening for the Omen. Right? I mean, that's again like, but nowadays that everybody says Kaddish in a choir, so all these halachas do apply to somebody. It really only applies to davening for the Omen. Now you can chain Oval Mispal of Nea Teva B'Shabbos V'Yomtiv. The minig is that an Oval does not daven for the Amid on Shabbos and Yomtiv. Achim Gam Kaidim Avelus, so you dock this Baba Shabbos Yomtiv. But if before the Avelus he was a Chazan on Shabbos and Yomtiv, Gam Bisman Avelus he spelled, and he can daven even as an Oval. Like Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, usually most shuls will have a heter for the standard Chazan to be able to daven, even though he's an Avelus. Shari Tshuva, B'Shem Tshuva's Meir, Nesivim, fine. So then, but the big tumult is like coming up Chanukah Be'ez Hashem, you have Mincha Ma'ariv. Can you daven Mincha Ma'ariv? Right? Shachris is harder because you have Hallel. But some allow the Avol to daven Shachris and then he just doesn't daven Hallel. Others say nothing. Like Shayasha's minig is no avail can daven, not even mincha, not even ma'ariv. I think that's why afar. So I think that's really more meaning of yeshivas. Mishnah Berurah says they can. Mishnah Berurah says they can daven even shachris, just not hallel. Fine. Test vav shnayim sheshavim b'din kaddish. You have two guys
Why
that are
not?
equal.
Why not mincha
It's a
merv?
holiday because it's a holiday. Once it's a holiday, it's a
Why
holiday.
don't
It could be mincha maybe because you're saying yalav yavay b'rabim and then they just put ma'ariv into it. But because it's a yomtiv, it's a yomtiv, right? When we're talking about yomtiv, we're not just talking about shachris musa. We're talking about ma'ariv and mincha also. Test vav shnayim sheshavim b'din kaddish. Two people that have equal kaddish. And they're both chazonim. And everybody likes them. Yatilu girl. So what you do is you make a raffle and they choose it out. Right? They'll split it. But if one of these two can't daven for the Amid, right? Or he's not merutza to the Kehillah, meaning the Kehillah doesn't like him. Vispalash not like him and like his voice. Vispalashani, the other one davens. He does not lose his schus of kadeshim, meaning just because he wins the davening for the Amid doesn't mean he doesn't still have a right to say kaddish. But he should give in. To give the Kaddish to who's the one who's not davening, we call Shekhan Lakatanam and Avadish, you give the Kaddish Yosem to the Katanam. Meaning, like we were saying before, the point of this Kaddishim is to make an aliyah for the neshama. It's not just about, being chazan. And the point is to be a good yid. And there's no way that the Rabbanu Shalom or the Nifter would want somebody to fight over Kaddish to do something lili neshmasa. That is not a le'ilui. That's not an Eloi for the neshama to do that. But Mishu Tesai, Mishu Aval al Aviv, somebody who's an Aval on the father, Vagamal Imoy, and also on the mother. I mean, he lost both his parents in that year. Mishar, even though he's doing a double, doesn't help. He doesn't have any more priority. Because one Zikaron works for both. Right. Now I don't know if this is comparable. So first of all, so the parentheses is Knesset Cheska I know to be Yehuda, where he says that if somebody is being paid to say Kaddish for two different people, then he does get the schus of two Kaddishim. Right? Okay, obviously I didn't see that tshuva, so I don't know exactly what he's talking about, but he's saying for parents, he doesn't have any more schus. Meaning he can't say, I get two kadeshim, one for my mother, one for my father. It doesn't work like that. Because a zichron echad can go for here and here. So I think the most common questions are, can I say Tehillim for two chaylim at the same time? That's pasha that works. Can I say nishmas for two people to get shidduchim? That's a common question. Can I learn Mishnayos, Le'ilui Neshamos of multiple people for at once? Seems from here that you would be able to. That
Is
this would this.
it a chathila better to say separately for each Kaddish?
No, he says not. It works for both. That's what he says.
I'm saying,
Zichron
is it better to say separately,
I
or
don't
once he's
see.
already saying it,
He's.
it's always better to have multiple people in
Well, if
mind?
there's nobody else doing it, so then why not? But otherwise, you have
I'm
both.
saying somebody who lost both parents at the same time. Every Kaddish he says he's supposed to
It's for
have both at
both.
the same
Yeah,
time.
yes. That's what the kids are saying. Yeah.
Okay.
The meaning is we only say Kaddish for 11 months. So that it shouldn't look like the father and mother Rashaim. Why? The Mishmash Rashaim, whose because the judgment for a Rosh is 12 months. So if you say Kaddish, the reason we said 2 days ago that the reason why we say Kaddish is because there's a din the whole year. So you want to do as many things, as many mitzvahs that help the nifter's case in their din. So if you say Kaddish for 12 months, you're basically saying that you're concerned that the parent is a Rasha. Now, the big question that comes out, well, let's finish the other thing, then we'll discuss it. Jim Mace Derech Moshe. Let's say, for example, somebody does Yud Shvat, Paisik Loimar Test Tevis. You finish Test Tevis 11 months later. Ubiyut Tevis Lo Yoimar, and on the 10th of Tevis, don't say Kaddish. Dohavi Yom Rishon B'Chodesh Shnei Moshe. Because that's already one day into the 12th month. And one day of the month is already considered a month. Right? That has to do with Shtaras and all that. But Havi Kilu Amar Shnei Masach Chodesh is if he said it for 12 months. Very common question. You calculate it from the day of the burial, not the day of the death. Let's say he was buried on the 11th of Shvat, meaning he died on the 10th of Shvat, but he wasn't buried till the 11th, which is very common. As I posted, Yud Teves, you stop Yud Teves, not Tes, because the judgment only starts after the burial. That's the Prima Gadim. Fine. Let's say it's a leap year. Pesach Tes, Kislev, or Yud Kislev, depending on the case. He stops on the 9th of Kislev, which is really 11 months later, but since it was an extra month, so it's on the calendar, it's 10 months later. If it's his last Kaddish, he gets the last Hara, he gets all the Kaddishim. But if it's a Yartzeit in Shul, then the Yartzeit gets one Kaddish. Same thing, the Ben Shleishim gets one. Vim Yesh Kama Yartzeit, and let's say there's many Yartzeits, then he gets pushed away for all of them because they have a kadima. They always have a kadima. Let's say a guy knows that his parents taka rishayim. He's roy and mechuyev to say kaddish the 12th month. I never heard of anybody doing that.
I mean, I know I got the psych calls to do like for other people to do it.
What? Because they weren't from and all
If the
that.
parents were Mechallel Shabbos, yeah, not from, yeah.
Yeah. So okay, but a lot of times it makes them feel not bad. So we don't really.
I mean, they don't. I mean, the people don't even know really who
Well, you
keep
can
the
maybe
Hamshon
they
and
did
how
tshuva.
long they are saying it for.
Well, you hope
Maybe
they
they
did tshuva.
sure right before they die.
Right. Now, what's interesting is, should you daven for the Amud? I mean, even though you stop saying Kaddish, should you daven for the Amud? Right, so that's the different Minhagim. First of all, there are also Minhagim that say you just don't say it the first day of the 12th month. Right? You don't say it the first day of the 12th month. After that, you could say it. But there's debate. Some people.
Why can't you say it the whole 12 months? It's the last day you stop.
No, because we said once you say it the first day, it's as if you did it the whole month. Okay, there's different philosophies about it. But the bigger question is, should you stop the Kaddish, but should you daven for the Amud? Right, so it's different opinions. Some do daven for the Amud and some don't daven for the Amud. Right?
Maybe I missed this, but why is it a choir now? Why does everyone say Kaddish?
That's to avoid machlokes.
The Yankees have it worked out, so they're not worried about it.
Yeah. Right, that's exactly, yeah. Yeah. Anyways. Yud Ches, Kishiyesh Harbi Avelim, Rachmana Litzlan, right? He says it right now, actually. Right? But he says it a little different. Kishiyesh Harbi Avelim, Rachmana Litzlan, when there's a lot of Avelim, Azai Kadesh lo Yoveli, they toss us some Arivas in order that they don't come to fighting. Many Mekaymas say two or three. That's where the money came from. Now, I don't know what he means by two or three, the Kitzer. Right? What about five? Five not? Right? I don't know. Why does he pick two or three? Why doesn't he just say they all say it together? So I'm not sure. Yud Tes. So if there's nobody in Shul, that's an Aval. Right, so then Omer Oisei Kaddish, this is also a Naftali line of sugi here. Omer Oisei Kaddish, Misha Ein Loi Ava Eim. Right, that Kaddish, somebody who should be said by somebody who no longer has a father or a mother. Right, but the Mishnah Berurah interesting brings that if a person thinks his parents wouldn't care if he says a Kaddish, then he could say Kaddish even if the parents are alive. Doesn't seem like that's the minig. Anyway, so who's he saying the Kaddish for? Ba'ad kol Meisei Yisrael. He's saying the Kaddish for all Meisei Yisrael. And some say it's other relatives could say Kaddish. Avelim ala viyam, and when there are avelim on their parents, im yesh misha roitz to learn kaddish achar aviz kenoi, if there's somebody who wants to say kaddish after his grandfather, right, or great grandfather, oizakentoi, or his grandmother, shemesu b'loy banim, that died without kids, oi achar benoi oibita shemesu b'loy banim, or after children, rachmana litzlan. That died without kids. Say one kaddish la'achar shame amru kol echad. After everybody already said one. V'yesh mekam shenagu shegam shar krevim amru kaddish afilu b'makom shi'esh avelim alav'im. There are those that even allow relatives on other relatives to say kaddish. Even. When there are avelim, legitimate avelim, let's call them. Ela shayos and pshara b'neim, they make an agreement. Shein oimrim kol kach kadeshim goyim avelim alav eim. They don't say as many kadeshim as somebody who's an oval on his father and mother. V'holchem b'chol zeh achar ha-minig. And we go after the minig. V'bavad sheyeh minig kavua ve'ir. As long as it has a minig kavua in the city. Fine. Chav habas, ein lo loimer kadesh v'esak nesis. This is also a Shaila that gets asked a lot. A daughter should not say Kaddish in the shul. Ach, yesh oimrim, sheim roitzim lasas mini bebesa shetaymar sham. If she wants to say Kaddish in her own house, there's a yesh oimrim that a woman can say Kaddish. Or reshus biyadam, right? That would probably comes as a surprise to many people.
Minyan of women?
No. No, no,
Can
you need a
she
man.
have a minyan of women? No.
No, there's no such thing.
No such thing?
As
A
far as I
minion
know.
of women in her house?
I thought they can. Minion of men.
I thought
A
they can
minion of
lay
men
in the
in her
Torah
house?
also, no? I thought they can also lay in the Torah, make her hadin.
That's for laning, but not for Dvarim Shebe Kedusha.
For laning, you can have a minion of women, and for Kaddish, not?
I think so.
How would
I
you
don't
do the
remember the
laning?
scenario.
You
I
would
don't
do the
remember.
laning without the Kaddish?
I don't. Yeah, I guess. I don't remember the
The
scenario.
base. By base level.
What?
I base level, because if I can say.
Where? Yeah, your lady. Yes. But I mean, the minig is that they don't. But I mean, I've been in shuls where a lady says a kaddish. It's not the worst thing in the world. That's the bottom line. It's not the worst thing, right? Okay, Chaf, we'll see more in Chaf Beis after the recording. Misha Chaf Alf, Misha. Yeah. Okay. Misha Yilo Yartzeit. Somebody has a Yartzeit. Yilo Yachal Loimer Kaddish. Kagan Shoy Yabaderech. Let's say he's traveling. Vashalay Yilo Kaddish. Or he wasn't. There was no Kaddish available for him. Yachal Loimer Kaddish with Tfilas Arvis Shalachar Yartzeit. He can go say Kaddish on the Meiriv after the Yartzeit. Okay. That was a long one. I think the next one's also a long one.